I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 21st, 2019, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutz?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council meeting. I assume many of you in the back are Notre Dame students. I've said hello to a few of you already. In fact, I signed a couple of your forms already. And a couple of people here concerning the Funnigan's paintball issue. If there's an issue or a question you have during the course of the meeting, please raise your hand and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. For now, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have two to make. I would like to add as agenda item 6A, a Funnigan's update. And as agenda item 15, a informational piece about a public meeting on November 19th, which was distributed at your places tonight. So that'll be agenda item 15. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add Ordinance 91-2019, which is amending the special use permit for Shalom of the Pie.
Any additional items from members of City Council?
Is that 5B?
5B.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanem.
When we're going to talk about, in item 6, we're going to talk about the zoning ordinance petition.
Yes.
And I have talked with some of the members of the Zoning and Annexation Committee about scheduling a Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting to address that proposal. The developers want to do a presentation to council.
Prior to it going to the Plan Commission?
Prior to it going to the Planning Commission, so that we know what they're talking about.
Is it your intent to refer to the Planning Commission this evening prior to that meeting?
Absolutely. We're going to refer to the Planning Commission, but the developers would like to do a presentation at our
November
4th meeting.
We can make that an agenda item 6 to schedule a meeting.
Yeah.
Very good. Additional items from members of City Council. Mrs. Hussman.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to have a few words about SCAP.
We'll make that agenda item 16.
Thank you.
Seeing no additional items from members of City Council, Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snorr.
Nothing, Mr.
Mayor. Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
I think I would be remiss if I did not add as 17 a quick review of the Fall Festival Sister City activities, which many of you participated in. You have at your place tonight a flyer, so let's put that on as agenda item 17. All right. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and this evening's agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on October the 7th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we accept the minutes from the Sylvania City Council meeting held on October 7th, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of October 7th, 2019 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, a report of the public hearing held this evening. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we held a public hearing this evening. All members of council were present and many members of administration. We were discussing the Shalom of the Pie LLC at 8216 Erie Street. The meeting began at 7 o'clock. The purpose of the meeting was to consider an amendment to change the hours and the use of the kitchen for catering. This information and this request had been forwarded to the Planning Commission, and they did approve this and recommend that we approve it as well. So we had Mrs. Cruz, one of the owners, present, as well as several of her friends and her customers join us, who spoke in favor of this proposed change and amendment. Also, Bill Wurzel from the Toledo Chamber of Commerce in the Small Business Development Center spoke in favor of this. We did not have anyone here that spoke against this proposed amendment. We did clarify that the amendment is considered a change in hours from Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then again, as mentioned earlier, allowing use of the kitchen for catering purposes. Mr. Hanem moved and Mrs. Cappellini seconded that we advance legislation this evening to approve this amendment request. And with that, unless there's any other comments or questions, I will move forward with reading ordinance number 91-2019, which was distributed to you in advance of the meeting. So I'd like to introduce ordinance number 91-2019, all members of council having received copies this evening. I'll read by title only, amending the special use permit for Shalom of the Pie LLC to provide for additional hours of operation for the property located at 8216 Erie Street, Sylvania, Ohio, approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 91-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 91-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 91-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 91-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 6. This is zoning ordinance ZA-2-2019. This is to supplant or replace an earlier zoning amendment that was sent through in a different form, not to become a PD, but just an R4. This has been resubmitted. It was not on the Plan Commission's agenda last week. This is a new issue to be referred to the Planning Commission, and I see that a lot of information about it has been included in your council packets. Mr. Hanem, I'm going to see if you want to speak to this.
I've had opportunity to speak with council for who's working on supporting this proposal. I'm much happier with this version than the one that we saw before, and so I look forward to, I intend to refer this, and I can do that now. We want to refer application number ZA-2-2019 to the Planning Commission for their review and comment.
Been moved and seconded to refer application number ZA-2-2019 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Hanem, you wanted to schedule a zoning and annexation meeting. This is pretty unusual to do this prior to it being heard by the Plan Commission.
It's on a specific request by the developer, and I thought it would be appropriate to honor the request.
I have no problem with that.
The developer would like to present to the members of the Zoning and Annexation Committee and any other member of council who or the administration wanted to attend their concept for this development, and they would like to do that on November 4th, and I think we have an availability at 6 o'clock on the 4th.
Another committee meeting at 6:30.
At 6:30, yeah. And he thought a half hour would be sufficient for that presentation. So if that works, we'll ask the clerk to notice a meeting for 6 o'clock on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hanem. Any further discussion on this item before we move along? If not, we'll go to added agenda item, which is 5A, which is have a Finnegan's paintball update from the law director. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There were 3 police reports that were filed over the weekend for incidents of paintballs hitting the homes adjacent to the paintball course. I spoke with our zoning administrator this morning or today, and he is moving process with the filing of charges and criminal charges in our municipal court. I also spoke with the homeowner's attorney, Dick Malone, today. He's going to be working on drafting some affidavits that we can attach to our injunction and temporary restraining order complaint that we hope to file later this week.
So we are responding to this both with criminal and
yes.
civil actions.
That's correct.
They had already, for everybody's knowledge, they had already been sent a letter to stop operations, which they did not do or did not roll back because
yes.
we received 3 complaints over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Burns is going to be, every day that they don't comply, every day that the paintballs hit your house is a separate violation, so we will be continuing to file those while the process moves on.
For just my and City Council's knowledge, they're criminal charges.
Yes.
What are the penalties involved?
Up to $1,000 fine for each occurrence and 30 days in jail.
It just got very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Would the neighbors like to make any comments at this time?
No, thanks, so. I think she can bring this.
All right. Thank you for your attendance. We're going to move on then back to our established agenda, agenda item 7, which has to do with the school resource officer agreement, which after a number of years, we thought we should go back in and review that, update it, and make it easier to do. I don't know whether Mr. Aller, Chief Snorer, or Mrs. Brining wish to address this.
Does it, they have... the letter
you just spoke.
From Ms. Brining and myself. The chief was in on the discussions as well. Some of the things, the old agreement didn't have some things mentioned, specifically mentioned in the agreement that needed to be covered per a House bill that was passed last year. And so those changes, even though we were doing everything, just needed to be memorialized in the agreement and covered in the agreement. So really no changes to what past practice has been from an operation standpoint. The only difference is in how we do, the primary difference is in how we're doing the billing. Before we used to have to track time and bill specific hours and all of that. And going back and taking a look at the last 3 years, it was consistently at 57-58%, and with a couple added things that added trainings that costs that we've been incurring, the school had no problem in going to 60-40 split, and there won't be any tracking. It'll just be whatever our SROs are paid, they'll be billed 60% of that time. So
to clarify, this is not them paying 60% of the time the officer is in school. This is 60% of the officer's annual salary and benefits.
Correct.
Which is what it works out to be. So they're paying for 100% of the cost of that those officers being in the school.
Yep.
Chief Snorer was also involved in that rewrite. Are you comfortable with this agreement and the rest of what's in that agreement?
It was basically an update. We had a very good relationship with the school already. It does outline specifically coordinating and requiring officers to be at the extra functions such as football games, basketball games, so that we to ensure that we have coverage by the SRO at those events.
All right. You have legislation in your council packets, ordinance 87-2019, to authorize this new agreement. Mrs. Westfall. No, Mr. Frye, excuse me.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 87, 2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania, Ohio to enter into an agreement with the city for the Sylvania School District for the school resource officers, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 87, 2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 87, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 87, 2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 87, 2019 is approved. Moving to agenda item 8. These are water and sewer rate adjustments. As a result of the sewer or the water agreement that has been reached with Toledo and the Regional Water Commission, we are able to propose a 25% water rate reduction. And at the same time, we are going to update our sewer rates a little bit, and there's explanation in there as well, by about 10%. And together, that combines to 19 or 20% utility bill reduction. Mr. Aller, why don't you go through those in more detail?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our current rate is $11.65 per 1,000 gallons. As you're well aware, council in 17 and 18 approved increases to water rates so that we could start building a fund to cover initial design costs and research of our own water source, or I shouldn't say our own, but a different water supply. At our October 4th meeting, we entered into an agreement with the city of Toledo, so those alternate sources are no longer available, and therefore we're able to reduce the rates back down to what to cover current operations. We are recommending a decrease from $11.65 per 1,000 gallons to $8.74 per 1,000 gallons. Given the breakdown of the rates, our water cost will be $5.75 per 1,000 gallons to the city of Toledo. We have water debt to cover primarily the 2 million gallon elevated tank and the water line that feeds that of 40 cents per 1,000 gallons, and then our operation cost is approximately $2.59, and that's how we get to the 874. This rate reduction, our average household in the city of Sylvania uses 5,500 gallons per month. You'll see in some general documents when we're comparing other cities, we always use 7,500. That's because that is what EPA requires you to use so that everybody is quoting the same number. But when you know your average household is 5,500, we want to know what it's going to be, you know, what it's going to mean to the average household in the city. So this reduction will result in a reduction of about $16 per month to the average household in the city. We're recommending that this rate reduction go into effect November 25th. If approved, we will start moving forward and making the
Any questions? Very good. Mrs. Westfall, we have ordinance 88-2019.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 88-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Amending the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended by decreasing water service charges per 1,000 gallons from $11.65 to $8.74 for city users and from $14.57 to $10.93 for non-city users commencing November 25th, 2019. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 88-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 88-2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 88-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 88-2019 is approved. We're very happy to be able to do that. Mr. Aller, you're having the first meeting of the Water Commission. Is that tomorrow?
Thursday.
Technically, the City of Sylvania has not yet been presented with a contract to sign. We expect that before the end of the year. There's been no hiccups that we're aware of. Toledo did begin their six city council district meetings today. They had the first one this afternoon. There didn't seem to be a big problem with it, but I will appreciate an update after you go to that on Thursday and make sure everything is on. But you are using the projected rates that were developed during the negotiations.
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. There is a need to raise our sewer rates about 10%. There's an explanation of that in your council packets, but let's let Mr. Aller tell you what they are.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the sewer side of the utility bill, costs have continued to increase on that side of the equation. The operations costs have increased at the wastewater treatment plant. Sludge hauling is becoming more of an issue, especially in this area. And so disposal is becoming a cost issue. The operation of the plant, some of the construction that's going on right now is causing they're able to utilize gas produced as part of the treatment process, and during this construction, that part of the operation has to be taken offline. So that makes them more dependent on gas and electric. So our utility costs has increased on the operation side. On the debt side, the debt for those construction projects are starting to come forward and start to increase the debt side of our equation. So that side is also climbing. So we're recommending an increase from $2.94 per 1,000 gallons to $3.24 per 1,000 gallons. And that's split up from the operations costs of the water resource recovery facility. I'm sorry, I refer to it as a treatment plant. It's just an old habit. Is 30 cents of that. The debt payment is $1.35 per 1,000 gallons. And then our operations are $1.59 per 1,000 gallons for the total of $3.24. This rate increase will increase the sewer side of the bill approximately $1.65 for that same average household. So when you take the water reduction and the sewer increase, if approved, we're looking at about a $14.35 reduction per month. So that puts us at, right about $170 or so on an annual basis that will be reducing the water and sewer bills for the residents. So this rate will also be effective November 25th, and we ask for its approval.
Again, a 25% reduction in water rates minus a 10% increase in sewer rates actually equals 20% because of the water is about twice as
20% big. Reduction.
Yeah, 20% total reduction is approximately correct. I can't add up the percentages for the students. It doesn't work that way because there's a difference in the size of the bill. All right, we have ordinance 89-2019 to affect the sewer increase. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 89-2019. All members of council have received copies in advance. I'll read by title only. Amending chapter 925 of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances by amending section 925.05, sewer charges levied to increase the sewer charges for both industrial and non-industrial city and non-city users, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been
moved and seconded that ordinance number 89, 2019, be read by title only and the second, third reading be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 89-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 89-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 89-2019 approved. Mr. Allen, because it's taking place in the middle of a month, you just prorate the rates on that first day.
We actually, our readings, Mr. Mayor, are actually taken on the 25th of every month. So made it effective. And in the past, we've done it at the start of the year, and we have had to prorate, but we made it the 25th to eliminate that need.
Oh, perfect. Get those savings out there as quick as you can. Okay. And moving to page 2 of our agenda for the meeting, we're up to agenda item 9. We have a couple of Ohio Public Works Commission grant applications that the service director is bringing to us. We'll start with the first one for Maplewood Construction. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a section of Maplewood between the railroad tracks and Main Street. It is basically a full reconstruction. Everything that you see there today would be removed, sidewalks included, and replaced. New street lights, we have to replace the water main, and of course the street. The estimated cost of the project is $643,500. We are recommending to apply for a grant in the amount of $299,900, which is 47% of the project cost. The remaining cost of $343,600 would be the city's responsibility. This project would be proposed for either 2021-2022 construction, and kind of depending on a few things, design, downtown events, a lot of factors like that. So when we turn the application in, we will show a 2022 construction, but it can be moved up to 2021. But it's easier to move a project up than it is to move it back. So we'll be showing a 22.
All right. This one did show up, I believe, on the capital improvements budget for engineering next year.
Yes.
And it will be disruptive downtown. After we see the estimated time of construction, it will disrupt the farmers market or disrupt school buses or both, depending on the time that we do it. And we will work to do that. We do know that the farmers market was workable with school buses to Maplewood. But if you take the street out, you can't have the farmer's market. So it might be better to have it during the school year, but not during the farmer's market. So we'll see how that goes. We will master plan it when we get closer.
Kevin, I had a question for you in follow-up. There's a pretty good change in elevation on the tracks. I know the engineering hasn't even been worked on. Do you anticipate that elevation would potentially change with the reconstruction? Or not, since everything is going to be ripped out and put back in there?
Yeah, we may be able to transition right at the tracks, maybe a little different, but the track elevation itself is not going to, Norfolk Southern, is it? Yeah.
That I knew. I knew the railroad wasn't going anywhere. I was wondering about the transition itself.
We may be able to transition. We'd have to take a look at how that affects driveways and
things
of that nature.
Right. That's why I was wondering.
Another quick question. So as long as we're taking the sidewalk out and reconstructing, at one point we talked about putting a parklet there. Instead of putting a parklet, maybe we could just put a bump out in the sidewalk right where the band sets up for the farmer's market.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was easy.
I'm not
saying yes, but I'm saying that concept has been thought about. Yeah.
Okay, great.
We'll have to see how well. We're not that far into the design, but definitely something that's on our mind. Yeah.
And maybe, if a cost comes into the picture, maybe there's a sponsor that could do something like with the furniture or I don't know, but don't erase it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We do have resolution 14-2019 to authorize this application be submitted. Mr. Richardson. Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Resolution Number 14, 2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file a grant application with the Ohio Public Works Commission for the Maplewood Avenue Main Street to Norfolk Southern Railroad Tracks Reconstruction Project, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 14, 2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 14, 2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 14, 2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 14, 2019 is approved. Now, Agenda Item 9C is another application for a trunk sewer, sanitary sewer lining Phase 2. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is our second phase of our lining project. Last year, the first half of the project was approved by council to apply for OPWC funds, and now we're going for the second half of the project. Several years ago, about 4 years ago now, we videotaped and did laser profiling and determined how much sediment was in the bottom of our trunk sewer that flows down to the Lucas County Water Resource Recovery Facility. And we found the sections of pipe that are in poor shape and need either to be replaced or lined. Obviously, when you're talking about a sewer that's in the middle of McCord Road, it's much easier to line it than it is to replace it. So that is the method that we're proceeding with for this project. The total cost of the project is $1,794,300. We are applying for $799,900 in grant funds, or 45% of the project cost. And then the remaining cost of $994,400 will be financed through a OWDA loan. That loan, will be repaid through an increase to the sewer rates of 15 cents per 1,000 gallons, which would increase the cost to an average sewer customer by 82 cents a month. That loan, our plans at this time are for a 10-year loan, so at the end of 10 years, that 15 cents would drop off and would no longer be collected. The increase is not necessary until July of 21 when we actually enter into the OPWC agreement, but it is part of the application and approval process with OPWC. So I just wanted to point that out.
And this is all done in our sewer fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Aller, it's 8,600 linear feet, so it's about a mile and a half. Can you give me the extent of that going down McCord Road?
I believe that we pick up.
Do we get down to the pumping station at Central Avenue?
We'll get down to the meter station at Central Avenue.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. It's a meter station. Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah,
okay.
The meter station at Central Avenue. And then
I see people going down in that to read the meter. I wouldn't ever want to do that.
No, it's not very, not very pleasant. We're also doing some of the larger sewer that used to go to the old wastewater plant. Some of that sewer in the area of Baroon Park and that.
It goes under Ten Mile Creek.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can picture that. All right. We do have any questions for the service director? And this can all be done without a stop in service. They just do it as it's live?
Yes, they'll pump around. They'll bypass pump. With the diameters that we're talking about, if you get into larger diameters, like south of Central Avenue, you're able to do what's called a slip lining process, and basically you just put a pipe inside of the existing pipe, and you don't even have to, the flow just keeps on going. But with the CIPP lining system that we're using, there is bypass pumping that's required. So it does makes it more costly. I should That may not be a fair statement because the excavation requirements of the slip lining are greater, so. But it's a tried and true, performed, I've used it in the past on several thousand feet. The Lucas County just completed a section of their, even though it was larger diameter, they used the same process, so.
And we have no sections of pipe that are collapsing and obviously and cannot do this process with or not deep enough. I know that there's some sections down in Springfield Township that are a little close to the surface now.
Yes, they're very close to it now, yeah.
Underneath the railroad track. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. We have ordinance, or resolution 15-2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 15-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file a grant application with the Ohio Public Works Commission for trunk sanitary sewer lining phase 2 project, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded the resolution number 15-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution number 15-2019.
Second. And moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 15-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 15-2019 is approved. I would like to thank Mr. Aller for his work in these OPWC grants and the work that his office and Joe Shaw are doing for our other grant projects for road improvements. From my perspective, here and at TEMACOG, we are doing as well as anyone in visualizing and going after this grant money. But there is nothing guaranteed that we will receive these two grants. We are in competition. Mr. Aller uses his experience to pre-score the projects, but it depends what the competition is, and we'll see whether we're successful or not. But these are engineered or grant engineered for success, but we shall see. Thank you, Mr. Aller. Okay, moving on to agenda item 10. In an area of the city that was recently annexed, there is a sanitary sewer pumping station that requires replacement. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, when that area was annexed, it actually had a pumping station that was, at the time, a private pumping station. It was not a not the most advantageous position from a service department standpoint, in that you had public sewage flowing into a private pumping station, pumping into a public force main and sewer. And so we wanted to get out of that business, if you will. And we agreed when the annexation process was started that we would take on the operation, maintenance and operation of that pumping station. We had an agreement that council passed. I believe that agreement was back in 2017 during the annexation process, whereby the homeowners association paid $10,000 towards this project, and they have done so. We received their funds, and then over a five-year period, we are invoicing the previous developer for the project, and they are paying on an annual basis each year. Their total contribution towards the project will be approximately $30,000. So essentially we're getting half of the cost of this station returned to us.
There's the logo information. I got it.
We have previously approved the purchase of the pumping station from Gorman Rupp, as well as the installation of that station that will be done by United Precast. The electrical portion of the work, we are recommending that we award to FET Construction Services here in Sylvania. We requested quotes from five companies. We received two quotes, and FET had the best quote at $10,158. We've done a lot of work with FET. They currently handle our traffic signal repairs and maintenance, and they're a good firm, been around for a long time, and we would recommend approval of their proposal.
Questions for the service director?
Kevin, what's the timing of this retrofit?
The site work is going to begin the week of November 11th.
Yes, ordinance 90-2019.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 90-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of FET Construction Services, LLC, to provide electrical services for the Centennial Crossings Pump Station Replacement Project, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $10,158, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 90-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I move final passage of ordinance number 90-2019.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 90-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 90-2019 is approved. I am right now trying to forward you the logo artwork that we got from Danny Fuller. Let me see if I can do it from here, but I need to punch all your names in here. I don't have them all isolated the way Mary does.
I just tried to send it and it won't go through, and I'm sorry, the logo information is not in your packets. I thought it was because I had seen it, and I didn't realize it wasn't here until just now, so my apologies on that.
I'm going to try. I don't know whether I can or not. I'll find out. I'm sending it to your city emails. If I can, I don't seem to have yours. It's going to your BAX account, Doug.
I'm going to try sending it again from mine. I do. Mm-hmm.
I don't have yours either, Katie. I'll just do it to the one I've got, the BAX one. If she gets it through, you're all set anyways.
I'm going to try and send it again.
Is this just the graphics?
It's the graphics.
Shows the colors. Going to your Kripke account, Patrick. And I'm trying to send it right now.
It looks like it just went through. In fact, both of mine went through to your city emails, it looks like.
Well, then I can probably try and cancel mine. Let's cancel mine. I can't. Sorry, I pushed the button too quick.
So I'm sorry to have you do that, but I do think we want to make sure that we were in agreement on the actual design, and I think that this is what we agreed on. So,
okay, Mrs. Brining.
Have you all received it?
No.
No?
Saying
it went through.
Did you send it to the city? Our city
yep.
Accounts?
Mine are showing that they went through.
You three went to your city accounts. So that's where it's being held up, probably.
Okay, I just got it.
There's a firewall there, but mine's inside the firewall. It shouldn't affect you.
Keep moving.
I got it.
The shade of green is not going to make my life change one way or the other. Let's keep moving.
You got it.
Thank goodness for electronic media, huh?
Yeah. So this is...
Oh, well, you're moving on to the next level. Let's just try and get this approved.
So this will, these four things would be Exhibit A.
Correct. And the usage guidelines are to come...
Right, okay.
filing at a later date.
Okay, so the legislation says that the recommendation is made to adopt the logo and flag attached here to is Exhibit A, which is not attached.
Correct.
This is Exhibit A.
This is Exhibit A.
Okay. So we'll attach that to the final version.
I think we've had a lot of discussion around this, and I'd like to see it advanced this evening, even though it's not physically in your hands.
Mrs. Brining is printing it right now, and we will attach it to the official piece of legislation that I sign and Mary signs.
Okay.
Mrs. Brining and the chief just ran up to do that. We got it emailed to you quicker than they could print it, apparently.
Yeah.
They're probably printing it in black and white, too.
That won't help.
Unless we're afraid of hurting their feelings, can we just move ahead?
I think we can. We do have proposed Resolution 16-2019, adopting this new logo information and flag. Mrs. Westfall or Mr. Lukey? I don't know who's to do it.
It's just a resolution, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Aller just went out to assist them, or bring them back.
Pay no attention to the people in the...
Man behind the green card.
I'd like to move approval of Resolution Number 16-2019, adopting and designating a new official logo and flag for the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 16-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, move final passage of Resolution Number 16-2019.
Second.
Well, yeah, 2018.
Yep.
Okay.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 16-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 16-2019 is approved, and we will attach to this piece of legislation the exhibit for this, printed pieces that you were all emailed just a few moments ago.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to thank Danny Fuller and Fuller Art House for her work on this, and I'm excited. As I was watching the flags at yesterday's parade with the old logo, I was thinking next year we'll have new flags with new logos, and that'll be fun.
There was a Woodstock flag displayed at the Sister City booth as well. Great big one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to Agenda Item 12. I'm asking for your confirmation of two appointments. The first one is to reappoint Ken Marciniak to the Municipal Planning Commission. He served in the past. He's a valuable member of the Planning Commission. He comes as a real estate person. He knows the market very well for commercial properties. That is very good. We like to have a builder. We like to have an attorney. We like to have a realtor on there, and that works out very well for us. So I ask for your confirmation of my reappointment of Mr. Marciniak. Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor, I move confirmation of your appointment of Ken Marciniak to the Municipal Planning Commission for a term commencing on January 1st, 2020 and expiring December 31st, 2023.
Second.
And moved and seconded for confirmation of the mayor's appointment of Ken Marciniak to a new term on the Municipal Planning Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Marciniak. Agenda Item 12B is to fill our empty seat down at the TARDA board. We worked fairly hard to find the right person for this. As you know, our previous appointee did not wish to be reappointed, and then our current appointee, Mr. Pitson, resigned over the controversy around Jim Gee's firing and did not feel that he could be effective in that atmosphere any longer. We have been in consultation with both the board chair and the assistant chair of the TARDA board about what they would be looking for in a board member. Traditionally, Sylvania has submitted a financial person who often, we've been chair of the finance committee down there for a number of years, and oftentimes moves on to the board chair. This time, we were looking, in addition to some financial information, somebody that can move a little bit more comfortably in a board situation, in a difficult board situation, visualize the future, because things are changing at Tarta. There is no doubt about it. They are proceeding to renew one of their property taxes in March, and then they're going to try for the sales tax change in November, and they will be hiring a new executive or a new general manager. Lots going on, and I think we have found a person who very much would like to be on the board and I think brings credentials. Mrs. Mary Morrison impressed me very much when I met her, and I think is just what we are looking for down there. She is not a special interest appointment, as many of the county and Toledo appointments are. She is pro public transit. I don't know if any of you, we hope that she could be here tonight to introduce herself, but she is coming back from Columbus, I understand, and did not make it this evening. All right.
Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Hussman.
I know her, apparently. I know Mary, yes. I've worked with her on the SCAP board, and she's done a very good job. I think she would be a very good candidate for this, and she's just knows what she's doing, and I have no problem saying
high
yes to Mary.
High praise indeed. I wish people would say that about me.
Maybe I will say that.
Mr. Mayor, I did have an opportunity to talk briefly with Ms. Morrison at the yesterday at the
she was present at the Fall Festival.
At the
yes.
Fall Festival, and she introduced herself and you know, brief conversation. She's obviously enthusiastic and interested in doing this job. I think you've made it a wise appointment.
She will immediately begin riding Tarta buses, she told me. Something that the mayor of Toledo is doing, but I am not. I can't ride it to work. It doesn't work that way. All right. Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor, I would also add, for the benefit of my fellow council members who know I have a particular affinity toward this group, Mary Morrison is a graduate of Notre Dame Academy, and so I think she's highly qualified for many reasons, and we'll just add that to the list.
Mary, the next appointment is sitting out here.
I know that. with that, I would move that we accept the confirmation, or that we confirm the mayor's appointment of Mary Morrison to the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority to fill the unexpired term of William Pitson, which expires on December 31st, 2021.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Mary Morrison to fill the unexpired board seat for the City of Sylvania on the Tarta Transit Board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and congratulations to Mary Morrison. Moving on to agenda item 13. Committee reports 13A is a report of the Finance Committee held on October 17th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there was a Finance Committee meeting held October 17th to discuss the 2020 budget as well as proposed Ordinance 74-2019, collection of unpaid taxes. All members of council were present, as well as Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Aller, Mrs. Brining, and Mayor Stow. The meeting opened with Toby going over, explaining the overview of the 2019 budget highlights. All members had received those in advance and had an opportunity to review those, as well as the revenue and expense items. The budget does present a balanced general fund. Some of the highlights in the budget were that there are revenue is in a good position thanks to increased income tax collections and an increase in the municipal court revenue. Also, the budget does include a 2.5% pay increase for employees, both union and non-union, per contracts with the union employees. There was significant discussion with regard to the community programs and funding of those programs, as well as a continued discussion on the historical village, which did submit a reduced budget from its previous couple of years. And there was a significant discussion around the capital improvement fund. The committee asked that the Fredericksburg South project be held for another year. Mr. Lukey moved, and Mr. Hanum seconded that the streets assessment discussion of Fredericksburg be moved to the streets committee for future recommendation with regard to assessing versus issuing bonds, and that motion did pass. And after some further discussion, Mr. Hanum moved, and Mr. Lukey seconded that legislation be prepared, lest the Fredericksburg project, and that motion did pass. The budget will come for a first reading, the first meeting in November, followed by a second reading, the second meeting, and a third reading, the first meeting in December. So thank you to Toby for all of his work and for all of my fellow council members for your time and participation there. Following that, there was a brief discussion on the proposed ordinance 74-2019 regarding the collection of unpaid taxes, and it was determined that there was nothing urgent about this, and there's actually some additional research that would be helpful. So we will take a look at that after the first of the year. And then there was a brief discussion on the water and sewer rates, and so that we could understand that a little bit and how that would impact the budget going forward. And we are all familiar with where that landed based on our legislation this evening. The meeting did adjourn at 9:25. Anything else from any of my fellow council members that you'd like to add to that?
Mr. Schroyer, it's your attempt, your intent to bring the first reading of the budget to City Council 2 weeks from tonight on November the 4th.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. If anyone has questions concerning the budget prior to there, please be in contact with Mr. Schroyer or me if you prefer. But our intent is to bring it to you for your first reading. There is no legal requirement that you have three readings on it. Sometimes it's just good to let it sit there for a little bit and have a first and second and perhaps a third reading, but there is no legal requirement to do that. We are looking for passage by the first meeting in December so that the finance department, particularly Mrs. Booker, has a chance to load it into the computer for the beginning of next year. Okay. Moving on to 13B, a report of the Parks Committee meeting held this evening in this room at 6 o'clock. Mrs. Cappellini.
Yes, the meeting began at 6 o'clock tonight in this room. All members of council were present, the committee and everybody else. Kevin Aller was also in attendance, as well as Candy Saraconda and Rick Barraclough from the Sylvania Tree Commission. Ashley Decker from the Nature Conservancy was also there to present a presentation. I gave a quick overview of what we learned about the oak openings from the presentation at our last meeting, and a reminder that Haroon Park is 70% invasive species. There was also a mention of current projects going on in Haroon Park, including the bio retention and stream restoration project and the continuing mitigation monitoring services needed to meet the requirements for the EPA grant we used for River Trail Part 1. Ashley presented a proposed restoration plan for Haroon Park. She showed us a map that included four zones with a rough draft of costs and time frames needed to get Haroon Park moving in the right direction. She showed us photos of how the process would look. It looks really ugly. We're talking about a forestry mower, a chainsaw. It's hopefully the best time to start this is in the fall, because then it will be covered by the snow and it won't look so bad. Once everything is mowed down, then they come back twice a season with spot sprayers looking for the actual invasive sprouts. There were questions asked about the actual, Sandy asked the questions about what the actual chemicals were. Ashley explained that those were the ones that were recommended by the EPA, and there wasn't a choice of like what chemical you could use. That's what it is, and it's not like a big spray. It's like a dot, dot, dot on each invasive sprout. Candy Saraconda then offered kind of a look at what Haroon Park could be. She talked about, you know, after we talked about all these things that were going to happen, and then Mark Fry asked, well, what's it really actually going to do for anybody? What's it going to look like? Which was a good point. Candy brought up the floodplain. It'll prevent a lot of erosion. The new oak openings plants that will be there will prevent erosion and help the floodplain. There'll be a lot of native birds and butterflies that have become a huge tourist attraction in the oak openings. She also mentioned that there are a large number of resident complaints across Facebook about what we aren't doing in Haroon Park and all the invasives. Rick, also from the Tree Commission, mentioned that probably the way it will end up is as a working floodplain meadow. Rough costs, $30,000 for the first year, descending down over 3 to 4 years. We're not really sure what will come back and what won't come back, how easy it'll be. There is a grant that we, Kevin said he would look into, a 319 grant. That request or the grant deadline won't be until March. So we did talk about, Kevin said there might be some extra capital improvement funds that we could use to get started. And we, the committee, agreed to have Ashley initiate the process to get this all moving forward, starting with some documents that'll go to the law director and Kevin. And then the meeting was adjourned at 6:50.
Thank you. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Agenda item 14 is for committee referrals. Any to be made? Hearing none, we'll move on to added agenda item 15, which was a public meeting to be held on November the 18th. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All of you had a 8.5 by 11 at your place this evening. The public meeting is for the Monroe Street and Silica Drive project and will be on November 18th from 4:30 to 6:30 at Northview High School. The format for the meeting will be just like the format for the interchange project that was at Northview a few months ago. There will be tripods with drawings and alternates set up throughout the room, and then you'll be free to comment. We'll have written forms for people to turn in, as well as talk to them about the project itself.
I will certainly.
And you just ask for
yes,
attendance.
Yes, I think
right.
We do. It is state money.
So these maps are all on the City of Sylvania website? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
I've not heard that we can't choose. It's coming down between us. Mr. Aller, as we've discussed many times and City Council is aware of, I am very concerned about pedestrian crossings at Maplewood. However, I have seen those pedestrian crossing lights down in Worthington's downtown, which I thought would be very effective, and they might work in this sort of a situation. I assume that that will be part of the discussion going on.
Yes.
Okay. I can say that my review of modern roundabouts is quite positive as you go through town, where we used to have traffic stopped and stacking up. It doesn't anymore at many of the roundabouts in ours and other communities, but it is pedestrian crossing that is number one on my agenda.
Kevin, is there anything on the website about pedestrian crossing and the examples that the mayor is talking about?
I don't believe that we have the latest video that the National Roundabout Association has. They just brought it out because that's been a concern in other areas of pedestrian traffic. But there are ways to handle it properly, and we would be taking a look at that if the decision was made to go the roundabout way. But that will be on our site. But I don't believe we have the link yet.
It will be on the website?
Yes.
That would be really helpful because obviously that's the major concern. I like the idea of roundabout. I'm concerned about accommodating pedestrians, you know, with two schools and a library there. That's a big problem. Big issue.
Especially little kids.
Kevin, this is state grant money. These are the air congestion grants. Are
It is because of the source of funds being CMAC, congestion mitigation and air quality, that will be a local decision.
Local, okay.
It is considered a local project. Yeah.
The way this is laid out, when it says alternative A, does that mean A is the first choice?
No.
Or just a choice?
No. Yeah,
okay.
Just A choice.
So they're not in order?
Nope. No specific.
and it does involve the widening of Monroe Street in front of the library and City Hall. That has already been accommodated for in the library's expansion project.
Correct.
And that happens regardless of whether it's alternative A or B, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Mrs. Hussman.
We had citizens who were concerned about this. Do we have an ongoing list that they will?
Actually, yeah, I'm sorry, I should have stated that too. In the October water bill, this notice will be in, everybody in the city will receive a copy of this in their water bill in a week.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody will receive notice.
Unless they don't get a water bill.
If they.
If you pay online, you don't get.
If you pay online, but you do receive an email, and it will have a.
Oh, it'll have, perfect.
Yes, it'll have that, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. We're ready to move on to added agenda item 16, which is a Sylvania Community Action Team update. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This may be the last one of these I do, so, well, it
sorry
is, actually, because this is a spectacular breakfast fundraiser that has happened. This will be the 14th annual. It's Wednesday. It's next Wednesday, October 30th. Breakfast is at 7 to 7:30. They're changing things up a little bit. Program is 7:30 to 8:30, and it's again at the Sylvania Senior Center. And I hope you all can come, and if you can come, let me know, and I will try to save a seat at my table for you.
I'm coming.
Would you like to sit at my table?
I would be honored.
Oh, my. And I would be honored as well.
Can you repeat the date one more time? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's the day before Halloween, the 30th.
Costumes and are not necessary.
But you, but go ahead.
Yeah, certainly.
Yes.
Anything further, Mrs. Hussman?
I think that's it. It's one of their main fundraisers. They do the golf outing, which you've heard me talk about before, but this is.
I enjoy that every year.
Yep. This is the big deal.
Never win, but I enjoy it every year.
Keep trying. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Added agenda item 17 is just a quick update of the Fall Festival Sister City. I would like to thank Mr. Lutke for all his efforts in the Sister City events. I concur with an email that he sent me this morning saying it's probably the best participation in a Sister City event in Sylvania that we have seen, and I concur with that. Lots going on, lots of positive things said. Mayor Birch did arrive. He arrived late due to car problems, but he did arrive, and he rode with me in the parade. He brought three children and an exchange student from Spain with him, which we got to meet. Very positive. Their president of council, or their acting mayor, Jerry Atjon, and his wife, Sarah, were down as well. We had dinner with them. Four of you were present for the dinner.
Yeah.
And that was terrific. The Santa Claus parade is coming up in November. I believe it's the 23rd, but let me check that date. Yes, the 23rd. No, it's not. It's the weekend before that. It is the 16th. You are all welcome to go. It is very special. It will not be 70 degrees up there for the parade as it was in Sylvania yesterday. I've seen pleasant weather, and I've seen horizontal snow. So you just never know.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Mayor, a couple of things that, that weren't highly visible but I thought were very significant here. We did have an opportunity to get some exchange discussion going on with some of the Canadian delegation and Sylvania. Specifically, Mr. Sanford spent some time with the chief executive of their downtown development organization at Woodstock, talking, sharing some ideas and so on, and I think that's going to continue to be an ongoing connection. We introduced their IT person to Julie, who is working at our with our sister city on a Facebook page and website.
Julie of the Sylvania.
Julia Burston. Yep, that's exactly right. So It was the beginning, I think, of an ongoing set of not only home-and-home visits in the fall, but also some ongoing communication where, from a standpoint of economic development, art exchange, and so on, we can continue to have discussions with them. So that was significant.
It is important that we continue the youth movement on our sister city commission that Mr. Lutke has initiated. He's got four younger people, and we might want to approach our one of the new members of council coming on in following the November election to see
yep.
if they would participate.
Yep, so that's very positive. And Mr. Mayor, I have to thank you. Not only did you show up on Friday night, but also in the parade, you and Mayor Birch were in full campaign mode waving from the car. Very cool. And also for finding, we had a new location for the booth, which was kind of repurposed as more of a introduction to Woodstock booth. We were going to be buried in the backwaters of the
J&G
alley behind the J&G. Not that there was anything wrong with that, because Doug had a booth over there, I think.
Yeah.
But we were put north of Maplewood on Main Street. Some of you stopped by up on a hill in front of the duplex that the city owns. I think the Canadians thought that was just outstanding, you know. So they were working the crowd themselves as if they were in campaign mode.
Had a lot of room to stretch out, post their flag.
Yep.
Have a welcoming line there.
Right. And Mr. Richardson needs to know that I knew that this was highly successful when, at a little bit before noon on Sunday, I came upon Councilman Accioni and his wife with Dora cups walking around downtown.
We discussed the Dora. Everybody from Woodstock was very interested in
yes,
the Dora.
Yes, they seemed to be.
And they tried to interpret that to the legalized marijuana discussion that they have in Woodstock. They have very strong anti-smoking rules, but now marijuana is legalized, and they're trying to decide how to balance the two of those.
Well, they were showing their interest by sampling the product, so I think that's good. Thank you again, though, Craig.
Now, I would also like to recognize the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce. They've really stepped up. Michelle Sprott and her crew, I challenged them 4 or 5 years ago to take this over from the Sister City Commission. I remember Michelle came to the mayor's office, and this should not go in the record, but when I brought this up to her, she got a look on her that reminded me of deer in the headlights, because what? You want me to do what? She has really taken this on, grown this. The fire chief has estimated 25,000 people were in attendance yesterday. I can't estimate that, but that's an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was a really big event, some due to the weather, but a lot due to her organization and her marketing skills. And I stopped by today. The office was open over there. They are working today. I said, it's quite commendable that you're here today. And she said, well, we have a political forum Wednesday night, so we're working through Wednesday, and they're taking Thursday and Friday off.
Good for them.
But I saw it from all points. We started early in the morning. Lindsay had a craft booth there. We delivered her stuff and then went through the parade. I had my grandchildren at the kids zone up in the historic village. We had lunch at Inside the Five, which was absolutely overrun with interested people, both inside and out. They were selling more out the garage door than they were in the restaurant, I think. And then I maneuvered my van down Main Street at 10 minutes after 4 to try and extract Lindsay's stuff. That even worked well, except for almost hitting Michelle when she came out in the middle of the road in front of me. It was not stressful at all. So she was. Tiffany was a little more stressed up, but some of the people, there was one person that backed in from Monroe Street right in front of me, pulled up on Monroe Street and decided to back in up Main Street. Really pretty dangerous situation. It looked like an all hands on deck event for the city of Sylvania and our police department and our service department. We had a lot. Chief Snore was there, personally overseeing what was going on. It was terrific. So great event for Sylvania. All right, that brings us to the end of our agenda. You do have just two information items there, minutes from the
Board of Architectural Review and the Planning Commission, no other items. Are there any other items for the good of City Council and the City of Sylvania at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Some move.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the City Council stands adjourned until 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday, November the 4th, at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.